Fellowship Church 2000 and what? This place, Isaiah would call it a stream in the desert. Shouldn't even be here. Baby, you should have been shot down in flames a long time ago. But look what the Lord is doing in 2015. Fellowship Church, you're almost to the starting line. You've almost got there. The starting line. That's when it's going to start. I was out there yesterday at a men's prayer breakfast, and I'm riding around. I got there early. Nobody was there yet. And I said, I'm going to get a nice, good shot of Fellowship Church. Rode around and looked and looked. It was nothing to what I see here. This is Fellowship Church. Wow, look at y'all. Look at y'all, 2015. Loving God, loving each other. Oh, how He loves you and me. He does. Oh, how He loves you and me. He gave His life. What more could He give? Oh, how He loves you. And oh, how He loves me. Oh, how He loves you and me. Help me. Help me. Oh, how He loves you. Sing. Oh, how He loves me. Oh, how He loves you and me. He really does. Praise the Lord. Lord, thank You for loving us. Thank You for loving us. This is going to be really goofy. What is this crazy guy going to do? Craziness. Hey, let me just tell you a little bit about what's going on. How many here have never seen me? Put your hand up. Well, see, I understand you're being here. I see why you're here, because you don't know what you're in for. Okay? All these others, crazy people. I left the emergency room Thursday at 6:15. My wife's mother. She had fallen in the shower from a seizure. They're our neighbors. My wife is Portia. I have a white Portia. Please. I do. Okay? So, I left the emergency room at 6:15 Thursday, and I got here at 5:30 Friday morning. Nice drive. Nice drive. But since that time, Portia called and said they've taken her back to the emergency room. And she's not well. She's had strokes and just not well. But our prayer is God's will in her life. Okay? So if you're going to pray for Miss Vera, I want you to pray God's will. He knows a whole lot more than we do, and He loves her a whole lot more than we ever could. Okay? So that's the prayer there for Miss Vera. 2015. I am the fourth child of Anna Locke and PC. I'm the second son. There's Janice, Ann, Ray, me! Kenny, that you may have met a couple of weeks ago. I think he was here for something. And then Gary's the baby. Crazy. And by far, I'm the best looking out of the whole litter. I just am. You people ain't blind. from Rockingham, North Carolina. Can I give you just a little snapshot of trivia from North Carolina that you can hang on to? Because when I was thinking about coming, look, people, if Gary calls me, guess what? I come. That's what I do. Okay? And the Lord has blessed me doing that. So I'm going to keep on doing that. I'm going to keep right on doing that. Okay? Oh, North Carolina trivia. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go, Lord willing, creek don't rise. Well, do you know that that little saying was birthed out of North Carolina? Really? Has nothing to do with water. Well, we're going to do that, Lord willing, creek don't rise. That has nothing to do with water. When the settlers were coming through, along through Montgomery County, there was an Indian nation there called the Creek. Okay? And the settlers would venture out in land that was hostile, and they didn't know that well. They said, well, are you going to go try to go over to this spot? And he said, well, I want to go, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. How many knew that? But isn't that good to know a little something when you come to church? Isn't that good? I just thought you'd want a little flavor of North Carolina. That's who we are. That's who we are. Oh, I've got something that you will not believe. It is amazing. Amazing. And expensive. Hold just a second. You're not going to believe this glove. Y'all are not going to believe this glove. This is a high dollar glove. Very expensive. Why do you want to put that much money in something like that? This glove is unbelievable. Just a second. You're not going to believe it. You will not believe what this glove will do. Gary got the other one. I bought a two-pack. Brother, I want the other one. I'm not a golfer, but this thing was very expensive. Pinehurst glove. Anybody know where Pinehurst is? This is high dollar right here, buddy. You won't believe this. Are we good? Everybody good? Everybody can see. Watch. Watch. It's not done. This thing can raise the roof. This can push someone down. This can open a doorknob. It could even wipe a runny nose. This glove right here is amazing. Did everyone see it? Yes or no? Did you see it? It can make a fist and knock your teeth out. That's what it can do. Watch. Not that. Watch and say amen. Watch. That thing's very expensive. That's a lot of money to put into that glove. What's wrong with the glove? Are you telling me that all this glove's ability comes from the inside? Is that what you're saying to me? Is that sort of like Fellowship Church facility. That's a lot of money sitting out there. But what's it doing? It's sitting out there. In order for it to accomplish anything for the Lord, what? It's got to come from where? Somebody say, the inside. Everybody plug in and get that. That object lesson, are we okay? It ain't the building, people. Is it beautiful? To the glory of the Lord. But the beauty is in the hearts and minds of all these sweet spirits which make Fellowship Church what it is. Okay? That's what it is. That's what it is. Your Fellowship Church. People goes by and says, yeah, I went by and saw Fellowship Church. Well, if they ain't been in here, they ain't seen Fellowship Church. It's right here, baby. It's right in here. This is who you are. That was a high dollar glove. I probably spent too much money on this glove. So, Mitchell, you'll probably get both of them if you're in the building. That's just some craziness. It can do a lot of things. It has to be activated from the inside, just like Fellowship Church. Roger, put up some scripture. Can Fellowship Church handle it? Can you handle it? In 1 Corinthians. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same what? The same what? And what spirit is that? It's the spirit of the living God, which makes Fellowship Church what it is, not the brick and mortar. And there are differences of administrations, but the same who? There are diversities of operations, but it's the same who? Which worketh in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. Keep going, Raj. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. But all these worketh that one and the self same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is how many? And hath many what? And all the members of that one body, being many, are one body. So also is Christ. People, I thank you all over it. I know from the folks that I know in here personally, you're on it. When it comes to that building, the administrations, the facilities, the positions, the jobs, the grunts, the whatever, you're on it. You're all over it. I think you can handle it. I think the Lord has lined it up. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? What you've been through? Is that a bad thing? Going through crap, is that a bad thing? Is it a bad thing? Who in here has never gone through any? At least we're being honest. Maybe we've all had it, and it has stunk, hasn't it? If fellowship's going to succeed, we have to be big on God. Flat out. Big on God. Otherwise, we just got a big building. We're big on God. And you know what? He won't share His glory at all. So if you hear glory hunting, you ain't getting it. He's going to get it. Okay? That's what's happening at Fellowship Church. Now to the message. And by the way, there is a handout for you folks to take with you if you will. And, you know, I hope you enjoy it. Put it on your refrigerator. Used to tell the teens in our group that Kelly Brown came up and she said, Terry, how much does the Lord love me? I said, all the way from one nail. I said, baby, your picture's on his refrigerator. Wow. Wow. There is a handout for you out there, okay? I want to talk about something really goofy today. What? You came to church to talk about trees? Is that crazy? Is that crazy or no? Our Savior drew His last breath on a wow. Wow. But I came to learn about Jesus. Why don't we get through trees and see where we wind up? We want to wind up at the cross. That's where we want to always wind up, at the cross of Calvary. Okay? How many trees are in the Bible? That's an odd question. There are at least 48 verses about trees. Why are trees important? I don't think that much of trees. I think more about me than trees. I'm not saying I'm a tree hugger. Or I'm not saying that. But trees were created on the third day. We were on the sixth day. So they've been around longer than you have. Might be a lesson in a tree. Could be. Could be. There are so many trees. Roger, you ready? Acacia, almond, apple, cedar, cypress, date palm, fig, henna, oak, olive, pine, pistachio. There's a pistachio tree in the Bible. Some nut preacher's talking about pistachio trees in the Bible today. That's crazy. There's a pomegranate. There's a poplar. Sycamore. Zacchaeus was a wee little man. A wee little man was he. We all know that tree. The sycamore tree. There's a willow. A tamarisk and a willow. The tree of life. 12 kinds of fruit on that tree. Wow. The tree of knowledge of good and evil. And there's even a... Trees are mentioned in some of our hymns. Like a tree planted by the water, I will not be moved. Right? So, I don't think it's that odd to talk about a tree. Now, this last year, I want to ask something. I want to ask what y'all think. Did y'all have a fry? Or did y'all have a try? That makes no sense to me at all. But it will. Roger, put up the picture of the cabin there, buddy. I was building me a little cabin out in the woods. It's only 16 by 20. It's not big. It's small. But my granddaughters have claimed it, so they've picked out the colors now, and they're painting it. So the grandkids are going to be taking my little cabin, all right? Here's the story. I go out there to locate where I'm going to put the cabin. You can see it from the house, but not really good, and there's no road, just a path, and it's going to stay that way, just a path to the cabin. But when I'm there, okay, it's going here. And I pulled me some lines. I had to cut 3 trees down. Pretty good trees. Not giant, but pretty good. So there I am, me and John Sarid. I'm cutting them trees. Got them down. Split. Ready to go. Stacked it up. Finished. I'm sitting down. Pretty good job. I'm sitting on the stump. And I go to looking at the stump. Roger, you got a stump up there, a pine stump. There you go. And I got to looking at the rings on the stump. And I'm sitting there looking. Now, these are pretty good trees. And I'm counting. And the one was like 55 or 56, but they were all in the 50s. And I counted in 11 rings. From the outside in, I counted 11 rings. And there was a really fat ring at number 11. I said, whoa, that thing did great that year, 11 years ago. That thing did fantastic. So I walked over to the other stump. Not far. Guess what I found when I counted in 11? A fat ring. Couldn't be on the third one. That ain't happening. I go to the third stump. Wowzers. That year, that ring was unbelievably large compared to the others. Okay? So, I go to thinking. This tree's growth is dependent on condition. the right amount of sun, maybe the water, maybe infestation or soil condition. But all three trees that 11th year were bigger than the other rings. That's why it stood out. I'd have never messed with it. It was odd. It was big. See, I didn't know that. It left a trail of how it grew and what it encountered to grow. See, I think that's interesting. And I asked you a minute ago, did Fellowship Church last year have a fry, which is a fat ring year? Or did you have a try, which is a thin ring year? I know you had some thin ring years in the past because I was here when all the mess hit the fan. That's a pretty thin ring year, isn't it? Is that a bad thing? Is that a bad thing? The church grew. Are you with me? Okay, hold on to that just a minute. The size of the ring is conditional or circumstance on the tree. It depends on the situation. Water, sunshine, competition, infestation. Now, Fellowship Church, since its planting, has endured some tries, thin ring years. You've had some. Yeah, you've had some. You've produced some fries, too. You really have. You really have. The Bible speaks of trees that bear no fruit as cutting them down. So let's hold on to just a second. Can we make it personal? What if we were to peel back my life as far as my spiritual growth? Start looking at the rings I've left every year. Y'all might look at me and think, man, he's got it made. Are you kidding me? You don't want the mess that I went through. But I tell you what, that year that happened to me, my ring's that wide. Because I didn't have anywhere else to go. I had to get alongside Jesus. I had to get right beside of Jesus and say, Jesus, you got to help me. Boy, put my face in the dirt. So, it's kind of backward from a tree. If a tree doesn't get all the good stuff, it suffers. If we don't get all the good stuff, are we going to suffer? Or are we going to get closer to the God that loves us absolutely to pieces? It wants what's good for us. 8:28 still in the book, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love who? God. Them that are called according to His purpose. My thin ring years is when I didn't need God. That's my thin ring years spiritually. But coming down here, getting to love on you folks and y'all loving on me, baby, I'm busting. You kidding me? I'd walk down here. It ain't but 12 hours. It's not a problem for me to come. Portia said, Gary called. You need to call him back. I said, well, honey, he may need it. She said, go. Praise the Lord for her. Praise the Lord for her. Her plate is just running over on both sides with mess in her life. But we're clinging on to the Lord. That's what we're doing. Where else we going to go? What else we got? He's all sufficient. He's what we need. Peel back the layers of our spiritual growth. Our spiritual growth ring should not be diminished by circumstance or condition. Why? Because Jesus said in Matthew, come unto me, all ye that labor and are what? Heavy laden. Sounds like he wants our mess. What do you think? I think he wants our mess, because when he gets it, then we know he did it. He fixed it. If we fix it, we don't need him. Why wouldn't we just give it to him? We have a way maker in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can have some fat ring ears, buddy. That don't mean it'll be good. But it means we're going to get closer to him. Is that a good thing or no? Y'all say amen. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. I think that's a good thing, yeah. Can I tell you a story, a brief story about Danny and Doc Foster? Can I tell you a story? Thank you for letting me be here with y'all today. It's a blessing to me. This encourages a snot out of me. You kidding me? I love this. Thank you. Danny and Doc Foster. Danny moved into this neighborhood kind of out in the country when he was 10. And he moved right beside of Doc Foster's 10-acre farm. He would see old Doc Foster out there with his overalls, his boots. He even had one of them straw hats on. You know, that had the green plastic on it. Danny thought he was the coolest thing on the planet, but he wasn't a doctor. You know, I never seen him do anything doctor stuff. What he liked to do was plant trees. He liked to plant trees. So Danny befriended him and got interested in what he was doing. So Doc Foster drives the old green pickup home, and he's got two little oak trees in the back of it. One for Danny and one for him. And Danny's, it's on a Saturday. Knocks on the door. Danny comes out. Yeah, this is your tree. We're going to put it in the ground since you like planting trees, and that's what they did. Now, Danny's tree looked just like Doc's tree. One was planted on this side of the road, and one's planted on that side of the road. The kicker is Doc didn't water his trees, ever. He said, that makes for a sissy tree. He would not water his trees. As a matter of fact, most every morning in the summer, he would walk outside with a rolled-up newspaper, and he would knock the out of that little oak tree. Knock the fire out of it. Danny said, I toted water for two solid summers to my tree. It died. He said, as a grown-up, I go back to the farm now. That tree old Doc planted, said it's granite strong. It gets up in the morning, drinks black coffee, beats its chest. The no pain, no gain school of horticulture struck again. Danny couldn't believe it. And then Danny got to thinking. He said, you know, I pray over my children that they'll never run into any harsh treatment, that they would have a life easier than mine. I try to make their way light. I'm not sure that's the best thing to do, because they could wind up not being plugged into the one source that's going to get them through this life and into heaven. They want to dig deep into the Lord Jesus Christ. Are the winds going to blow? Yes or no? Are you going to get knocked down? Absolutely. You get knocked down 8 times, get up 9. So, I want to close in just saying, Fellowship Church is absolutely plugged into something that would have killed off a lot of other churches long ago. You just may want to praise the Lord for that. You might want to praise the Lord for that. Thank you for being here. We'll pray right now, Father. Thank you for the lesson that we see in trees, that the winds are going to blow And there's going to be some dry times, and we certainly have to be dug deep into a firm footing and foundation that we find in the Lord Jesus. Because He's not just talked about here. He's the very foundation on which we are building. And if He's not, then lock the door and we're done. May it ever be so that Jesus Christ is lifted up and exalted. Because it's all about Jesus Christ. It's not the preacher. It's not the facility. It's the Lord Jesus Christ in the hearts and lives of your people. So thank you for trees. And hopefully that we can glean some truth from this, that we need to look to You, honor You, live for You every step of the way. And thank You for all these good people putting up with me. I thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank You for coming today. Thank You.